Okay, Peyton Hillis has a torn hamstring, tore the muscle, about 2-3 inches, so he will be on IR. It's about an 8-week recovery. They're looking at it right now as a specialist to see if he should have surgery. Right now they don't think they would go in that direction, but he hasn't ruled it out for sure. Should find out in the next 24 hours if they decide to go in that direction. When was the last time you played? It's been a while. We'll bring Boyd up. Boyd will come up onto our roster, Corey Boyd. He's been on our practice squad, and so we'll get a chance to take a look at him.
We talked about Peyton the last several weeks. How big a loss is it? Just, he seemed to really bring kind of an energy to your offense.
Well, you lose a lot. I mean, anytime you lose a guy that can catch the football, and he's proven that he's a tough runner, and he's averaging over 7 yards a carry before he got hurt in that first half, so playing extremely well. And he brings a lot of energy to the table, so it's always tough to lose a guy like that. But he will be, good for the future. We know we got a proven player that has played in game situations, that has performed at a certain level, and, he's proved that he can play tailback in the National Football League. And, that one catch he had, probably as good a catch as you could ask for in a very tough situation. And unfortunately, he pulled his hamstring making that catch.
Are you going to look at maybe dressing more running backs only because Tatum was backing Peyton up? But after Tatum, we're talking about some inexperienced guys.
Well, we only had, we took a chance in that game, only going with a couple tailbacks. And obviously Spencer Larson could have been put in that situation. So we'll take a look at it during the week, see how our running backs are doing to make a decision what direction we're going to go with a game plan. Sometimes it's more three wides, other times it's two backs, and we'll evaluate our personnel during the week and come up with a game plan we think gives us the best chance to win.
How has Tatum met your expectations in the month he's been here?
Well, I think when he's gotten out his opportunity to play, he's played well. He made a guy miss on that one T-pull that we call, that sweep. Did a nice job and got some big yards and on that play, so I've been pleased with him.
He was saying last night that he just really appreciates it more after being out of football for a while. Has he expressed that to you, and can you see him, any difference in his attitude?
Well, I think anytime somebody's on the street for a while, I think everybody gets humbled. If you've been a coach that's been fired or you've been a player that's been cut, it's the same thing that, you look forward to those opportunities and taking advantage of those opportunities once you get them. And Tatum has come in, worked extremely hard, and he's taken advantage of an opportunity.
Does he step in as your starter now?
You'll have to come. You'll have to show up.
Was Selvin ready to play this week?
You'll have to show up too.
No, was this week?
I don't know.
Was he ready to play against Kansas City?
No, he was not. No, he was not. He was close, though. He was close. I just, you kind of get your gut feel as you watch somebody practice. And, you said he wasn't 100%. But could he have dressed? Yeah, possibly. But, it's kind of like DJ, kind of like Champ. You don't want him to go in and have him send himself back. So you got to, kind of evaluate him during the week and then kind of go with your best guess.
What do you see in Corey Boyd? Especially brought him in here.
Well, he's a guy that we liked out of South Carolina. I talked to him in the middle of the seventh or early in the seventh round. I was hoping that he would not get drafted and we had a chance to sign him. I liked a lot of the things he did. And when he was released by Tampa Bay and we had some injuries, we brought him back here as quick as we could, and he's looked good.
Can he play right now, or does he still need some time? Or
again, you'll have to show up.
Yeah.
I can't reveal that either. No, these guys have, any time a guy comes in, it takes a couple weeks to get back in football shape. It takes a few weeks to learn the system. So he's been around long enough, so he's got a good feel. Now, how these guys react in game situations, I don't know. How they react in practice during the week when they get the game plan, that's part of the evaluation process of these young guys that haven't played. And we'll get a chance to evaluate all these guys this week and see how they do and come up with the best 45.
What's Berger's offense close to yours?
They have some do a lot at South Carolina. Steve's obviously got a very good passing attack, very good running game, and it's really helped him coming to our offense with that type of background. So he can catch the ball, he can run the ball, and now we get a chance to see if he can pick up our offense in a few days' time.
Go back to Tatum for a second. Conditioning as far as the reads, the burst that he brings, or is there one aspect that you've seen a greater improvement than the others, or something that maybe he's still, because he came in so late?
Well, it takes time to get back in football shape, you know, regardless if you've been out for 3 weeks, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, you know, it takes a couple weeks to get back in football shape. You know, with Tatum, you know, he's an experienced veteran. He got picked up the system very quickly. A few changes in our offense in comparison to when he was here last, but Tatum's always picked things up very quick, and he's getting better football shape, as you could see when he played, yesterday. So hopefully he just keeps on getting better and takes advantage of his opportunity when he plays.
You said yesterday you think he'll be all right at tailback. Is there a breaking point? I mean, lose 8, 9, 10 guys? Mm-hmm. At what point would you not be okay at tailback?
Well, to be honest with you, our personnel department has done an unbelievable job, bringing these guys in, researching and coming up with the best players. And for us to, feel good about our tailbacks and where we're at with, six guys being down, this being the seventh guy, really says a lot about, what we've been doing in the personnel area. Big compliment to those guys.
Mike, not just the tailback, but the injuries all over. How amazing that you guys are playing as well as you are, considering?
Well, the first thing you want to do is play hard, and we've played extremely hard, and that's what you're very proud of. And then you got to find a way to win, and you're hoping that you can, make those plays when it counts, and we were able to do that Sunday in a very, very competitive game. So very proud of the way they played, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Brandon Stokely after the game said it was painful to kind of walk around, but he didn't think it was his ankle or his heel. Anything new on him?
Yeah, we won't get into injuries, but right now I don't think it'll be anything that keeps him out of the game.
Do you need to start taking a penalty intentionally to get Prater out of the 40 to 49 range?
I'm thinking about that. Yes, I am. Or going for it.
Yeah,
the odds of us kicking a field goal between the 40 and 49, not very good. 60, it's okay. 55, it's okay.
After looking at film, was Barrett as impressive when you looked at it the second time as you thought he was yesterday?
Yeah, he played very good. You know, a few of Tony's plays that he got was in zone coverage, and when he didn't make a catch, Barrett was all over him. So I was very pleased with his first game and how he handled himself.
If EJ were to come back soon, would you think about mixing in the 3-4 again, or are you going to stick with the 4-3 again?
Don't even mention the 3-4.
Okay.
Which people really don't realize is we use that quite a bit on third downs. We've been using that, but people like to call it a 3-4. It's a three-man front with variations with your blitzes, but usually it's in passing situations. But if you would call it a 3-5 or a 3-6, I feel a lot more comfortable with that.
Okay.
What's that?
It's only two linebackers.
Yeah, well, you're right, but our safeties are bigger than those linebackers, so.
How about Hagan?
What's that?
Mario Hagan.
What about him?
His knee.
We'll go over that Wednesday. I really don't know. We got MRIs, and, I won't know for sure until Wednesday.
Will it be tough to get Wesley off the field in your mind right now?
Yeah, he's a playmaker. We'll try to keep him out there as much as we can. Yeah, he's fun to watch, both on defense and special teams.
DJ always in the past has said he hated the strong side, but he never really hated the middle. Is that a possibility with the way Wesley's playing? I mean, obviously, he's a natural fit, weak side. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think DJ would be receptive to middle if that is what it took to get him back on the field?
Well, I'm sure he'd be receptive to it if we asked him to do it.
Mm-hmm. Might go back to
good try though, Lee. I like that.
Go back to Josh Barrett. Early part of the year, there's some injuries at safety, and Josh stayed on the practice squad. What was it that you needed to see from him to get him active?
Oh, you got to get a feel for NFL offenses, get a feel for our defensive schemes and what to do responsibility wise. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Sometimes it takes a couple of years. But we felt like he was ready, especially with a guy like Gonzalez. We felt like that was a matchup that we were willing to try in a game situation. And it worked out quite well.
He said he was actually kind of going to glad that you got to sit back and watch the part of the year and learn?
Yeah, you don't want to go out there and make mistakes, and you want to feel confident in your ability and what you can do. And yeah, he was fired up. He did some good things.
Is he your full-time job?
Sorry.
It's all right. That's all right.
I keep trying.
That's all right.
So Mike, in light of the number of injuries at tailback, do you look at it as kind of a random, weird thing that's happened, or do you look at it like you got to start getting bigger, more durable type backs?
Yeah, we're thinking about getting a back that's over 260 pounds so we can get bigger, No, I mean, you never know. Ryan Terrain is 225. You got Payne Hillis is over 250, and we've had the 205. We've just had some freak injuries. And it doesn't happen very often at one position, but it's happened at the tailback position, so you just keep on going. Like I said, I think our personnel department's done an unbelievable job of bringing some really quality players in. Plus, you get a guy like Payton Ellis who, steps in and does a great job. And, it's really it's disappointing that you lose him at this time of year because he was a load. I mean, one of the few guys that I've ever, I've watched, actually run over safeties. And you got a couple good ones on Kansas City's team, and they'll hit you. And I'm very impressed with how he ran downhill.
In the short term, obviously, these injuries something you got to muddle through, but in the long run, is this helping you as an organization? You've gotten a chance in game situations to look at a whole bunch of running backs.
Yeah, anytime you have guys that are our second team that come in and play well, and you got a lot of confidence in your starter, it helps you as a football team, obviously. When those guys are ready to play, you've got some depth. As if somebody goes down, you feel good about putting them in. You feel good about them playing in special teams, and if someone is having an off game, they know they've got some great competition right behind them. They better pick it up or they're going to get beat out. So that's, competition helps everybody. And guys that perform when they get their opportunities, that's what you're looking for.
Where does this rank in probably what Bobby Turner's had to do in his career this season? How trying has it been for him?
Well, I'm not sure, if I've ever, I know I've never been through six backs before going on the seventh back. Where everybody's on IR and the other guy's out for eight games, plays a couple games before he goes out in Cleveland game. So it is a little unique. Like I said, we've got some football players that we got a lot of confidence in, and it bodes well for our personnel department finding these guys out there.
What has Bobby been able to do with these guys?
Oh, he gets them ready to play. Bobby's a pro. He's been doing this for a long time. We came in together and brought him in. He's a heck of a running back coach, and when those guys play, they're prepared to play.
Isn't a lot of it, though, attributed to your offensive line? In fact, they've been healthy and been able to play together all year, and whoever you put in there has seemingly had at least enough success to get together.
Well, you don't run the ball like we do and have the success, unless you have an offensive line, a tight end, wide receivers blocking downfield. That just doesn't happen. So you're correct. Your offensive line's got to be playing for those guys to have success, because there's not a team in the National Football League that has a good running game, or at least a productive running game, without having a good offensive line. It just doesn't work that way.
You're on track to throw the ball more than you have in any season. Would it have been that way without the injuries of running back?
No, we would have been a little bit more balanced than we've been. But, you've got to take a look at your personnel, and you have to adjust. And so we ran the ball a little bit more last game until Payton went out. Keep the defense a little bit more honest. And it's part of a game plan.
Have you talked about the playoffs with this team at all? Mentioned it in any way, division title, whatever?
This would be a perfect line to say playoffs, but I'm not going to do it.
Because I need a lead note.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Will you?
No, I just talk about playing our best football in December. If you want to do something, once you get to the playoffs, you got to be playing your best football in December so you can do something about it. And we stubbed our toes in the second quarter, and in the third quarter, we were 3-1. We're starting out 1-0, and you just want to keep on getting better. And if you do that, then once you do get there, hopefully you do get there, then you got a chance to do something once you get there. But you just can't be happy to get to the playoffs. You want to do something once you get there. So hopefully we can keep on getting better.
I know there's a lot of factors involved, but there's been three straight games now with no sacks. How does this offensive line stack up with some of the ones you've had as far as a pass protection?
Well, obviously, they're at the tops. You just take a look at the sacks, and you take a look at the production, and But, you know, talk is cheap. You know, we'll wait to the end of the season, see how we finish up, and hopefully we can keep it going. But obviously very talented and playing very hard and very young, you know, overall. And so, you know, that's a big plus. And healthy.
Is it beneficial to have your next opponent on Monday Night Football? I know your guys study film all week, but then they're home kind of in their off time to have the team that you're about to face.
Yeah, I think it's always an advantage to having a team, you know, less preparation time. Now, I think us, you know, take a look at us in the past. We've been better. Why? Maybe a day less of coaching. I don't know. I'm not sure why. But
it's funny you guys getting to see them just actually on top of the video if they've just got the game on at home.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of an advantage. You know, less preparation time for them, more preparation time for you. Injury factors always involved. You know, after that Thursday night game when we played Cleveland, if that would have been a Monday night game, you know, that would have been, you know, you wouldn't be able to bring players in until Wednesday. You want to get them here to Thursday, especially going over the game plan. So, yeah, sometimes it can be a big difference.
How does that work when you have an opponent that's playing tonight? Do you watch it live? Do you just add on to your preparation that you've already done from previous games?
I think everybody's a little bit different. You know, what I'll do is look at the breakdowns. I'll have it on TV. I'll be listening to it. But, you know, you can't really study it and watch it, but I'll be listening to the game. And then, you know, glance over it if a big play or something like that. But still going about your preparation like you normally do, looking at all the cut-ups and looking at all the games. And, you know, you get to look at it from an end zone copy. You got all the cut-ups that you normally do. So all you're doing is hoping for injuries. It's a joke. I would never do something like that.
It worked on you. Somebody's hoping for you.
I know. Yeah, it worked. It worked. That's why I got to do it myself. Anything else? What's that? Yeah, I've been at both places, right? So.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I am. Yeah, because I know both guys, and it should be a great game.